High temperatures are worse than uncomfortable for our pets. They can be dangerous, even deadly. Summer can be a carefree time of year, but you've got to use caution as the mercury rises and look after your pets. Dr. Tim Anderson from the Hawthorne Park Animal Care Center is the president of the Humane Society of Central Illinois. He says this time of year is especially dangerous for our pets because they can't sweat.
Heat starts building up. They can't sweat. To get rid of that, they've got to pant that heat off that, you know, that their body is generating. And it's just harder to, you know, to do that.
It should go without saying that leaving your pet in a car on a warm day is very bad. Yet people still do it. Even on a day when it's just warm rather than hot, a car can heat up quickly with the temperature rising as much as 40 degrees in an hour. Leaving a window cracked open isn't sufficient. The interior of your car will still heat up to the point of possibly causing heat stroke or death. Even outdoors, too much heat is possibly hazardous to your pet's health. Anderson says you'd be surprised how a small rise in temperature can adversely affect your pet.
It's kind of strange, but I find that we tend to find more heat exhaustion and heat stroke cases on days that actually seem pretty nice. You know, you got that day that's like 85 or 90 degrees, doesn't seem, you know, excessively hot, but the person, you know, underestimates how long they've been out or how long they've had the pet out or how much exercise or exertion they're doing with the pet outside. And because, again, they don't think it's that hot. And next thing you know, you've got a case of heat stroke where, you know, when it's 105, they don't want to be out for more than 5 minutes themselves. So they take the dog out for a quick walk to go to the bathroom. We're right back in the house. Everybody wants to be cool and there's not as much of a problem.
It becomes a problem when your pet gets far too much heat and develops heat stroke, and it can happen quickly. Anderson describes it as a cascading type of event.
They go from a normal body temperature, and it starts going up and starts going up, and then it just rapidly goes up from that point. So a normal dog's temperature is between about 101 and 102. So they're always, you know, running warmer than we are anyway. So they're always going to feel warm to the touch, basically. But very rapidly, that can, as it hits 103, 104, and all of a sudden, it just seems like it can just kind of shoot up. And now all of a sudden, you're getting up into, you know, 108, even 110 type temperatures, which is at that point is critical. The body just cannot survive for long at those temperatures. It's like everything is cooking, like everything is boiling inside. The organs will literally just start shutting down at that point. Typically, it's very short. I would say literally a half hour to an hour or so is the time frame that can happen, where, again, a dog has just been, you know, been outside. They've been playing, maybe exerting themselves, or maybe just they didn't have any fresh water out there, you know, with them. They were put outside in the backyard for a while, didn't have fresh water, and for whatever reason, they're kind of just, maybe they don't have shade. They're out in direct sun for quite a while, and they just start, you know, rapidly overheating.
Knowing the signs of heat stroke can mean the difference between life and death for your pet. To start with, the signs can be subtle.
And I think a lot of times people just don't recognize that their dog is really acting sick, you know, really acting lethargic. I mean, usually that's the first thing. It's like they're kind of completely exhausted. You know, they just, like, every ounce of energy goes out of their body. They can have you can have vomiting and diarrhea. That can certainly be one of the reactions as their temperature is going up higher and higher. But I think a lot of people put it off thinking that, oh, you know, my dog's just feeling a little bit bad right now. We'll go inside and we'll cool off. And then they do that for a while before, literally maybe even an hour, a couple hours or more, before finally figuring out that, hey, this is more serious. You know, we've been in the air conditioning now for a long time and it doesn't seem to be helping. Treatment-wise is mainly a thing of trying to get the body temperature down, but we don't want to overdo things too, because one of the issues you can have with heat stroke type situation is reversing that temperature increase too quickly and then becoming hypothermic. So suddenly your dog that was at 108 or 110 degrees and practically cooking is now you've overdone it, and they're down at 95 degrees, which is becoming life-threatening in the opposite direction. Certainly, if your dog is showing signs of it, things that you can do right away, if for some reason you can't get in, or even just to do quickly, would be like to run just some cool water on their paws, because they can dissipate heat through their pads, through the paws. So that would be something you could do really quickly, or if you have more than one person, there to help, somebody could be putting like a cool washcloth on each of the paws as you're driving to the vet to just try to help. Obviously, trying to get some nice, cool water into them. If they will drink some water, that can help. Certainly from a hydration standpoint, just getting a little bit of fluid in there. But again, just from the cool factor as well. Then once we treat, really our treatment is mainly trying to, if we need to, reducing any tissue inflammation, getting them on IV fluids, again, so that we're getting everything, the entire body, as well hydrated as we can very quickly. And that in itself will help cool, because you think of a bag of fluids is at room temperature, typically, if we're just using a normal one that hasn't been warmed up for any reason. You're using that, well, those fluids are at, let's say, 75 degrees room temperature. As you put that into the body, then that helps cool everything down because of the body's high temperature as well. But again, we have to do that over a fairly slow period of time. One thing that I think happens once in a while the owners do is if they realize that the dog has a heat exhaustion or heat stroke type situation, and they're trying to get it to the vet or whatever, sometimes they'll literally just douse the dog. They'll put them in the tub and literally just start running freezing cold water, over top of them. And again, that actually can send them into a hypothermic shock because it reverses them too fast.
That's Dr. Tim Anderson from the Hawthorne Park Animal Care Center in Bloomington. One way you can help keep your dog cool in the heat is to provide your canine with a popsicle. You can use banana mixed with peanut butter to make a frozen goodie for your pet. Or try putting treats in ice cube trays with a little water for a tasty way to keep your pet cool. I'm Laura Kennedy.